after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth, like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all in one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk. I am your host, Seti J. It is Hot After Dusk. You know, every Monday we have Hot After Dusk, which is where we have hot news, hot music, and, of course, hot interviews, all that wrapped into one show. And, man, this is definitely glad to do this special Memorial Day episode. We have a very great guest today, and it's going to be very hot. And why hot? Because she just a very hot lady. We got definitely big hug. My girl, Nikki B, we'll bring her on here in a bit. She'll be geared up for that. This girl's done a lot of things. She's been featured on XXLMag.com. She's been featured with Sweets Magazine and Titanium Magazine. So she's doing a lot of things. And one thing that's very unique about what she does is she's known for, this is a quote from her, she's actually known for writing down all her goals. And pretty much everything she writes down comes true. And that's one of the best things. We talked to her about how she came up with that strategy. And, you know, it's a very great strategy. I mean, that's a real stuff. When you start writing down, you start to think into your head. When you think it and you start applying it, it happens. So most definitely very much so bigger up for that. Very short show today. This is a very short show. But, hey, we're going to get a lot into it, so that's how we do it. We're going to talk about some of the news during the show, too. So we got a couple of news stories we're going to definitely talk about. All right, so we're going to go ahead and open the line. I think that's her now. Let's open the line for her. All right, is this the one and only beautiful, talented Nikki B? Hello? Is this Nikki B?
Wow. Really?
So okay, there we go. There we go, got it. Okay, good. Welcome. All right, first of all, I just wanted to say thank you for coming to the show.
What?
Who's this from the 240? Is it Nikki?
Oh, this is so ghetto.
All right, y'all, hold on. We're going to go to a quick music break here. We're going to figure out.
Hold on.
All right, so we're going to go to. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, that's probably her coming now. we go to a quick song break, and we'll be back. This song here is by Mary Mary, because I'm walking. And I just want to say I'm happy Memorial Day. And just, you know, just remember this. Utilize this day. Don't just think about the great barbecue, because I've been eating some good barbecue. Utilize this to think about some of the great soldiers going on. So that's fought for us and, you know, transcended. So just definitely to say this big up to all those. All those people that fought for us, and you know, this all the freedoms that we live to this day, you know, if it wasn't for them, we'll be in a lot of turmoil. So just big them up. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, to Life That Does Live. Your boy, Teddy J. All right, now, I have to write Nikki D in the building. There we go. What's up, Nikki?
Yeah.
I'm glad to have you in the building.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We got a lot to chop up. It's such a little time, but I used to get that in a little time, so don't worry about all that. All right, so, first off, we got to just go ahead and get into it. First off, let everyone know who you are and where you're at right now. And then, followed by that, let us know what actually led you to get into modeling.
Well, I'm Nikki V. What's going on? Right now, I'm in D.C. Just got back from Virginia, you know, during the Memorial Day weekend with the family. And Basically, I've been modeling since I was like 7, 8. I was into it when I was watching, you know, when E! Fashion Week first came out on the channel, and I was watching Naomi Campbell, and that was my idol. And ever since then, like, that's all I wanted to do was basically model, and that's what I've been doing.
Definitely, and you got some, yes, and you actually Haitian, by the way, too. I thought that was a quick plug in.
Yeah, Haitian and American Indian mix.
Yeah, I got to go see the pictures. I got to see the pictures. I got to see the pictures. Oh, man. Now, I mean, well, one thing that I definitely saw that was, like, crazy, like, this is, like, ironic. The very first model ever on my show was actually featured as the Eye Candy of the Month.
Really?
I'm with Double XL, yes. So
okay.
That's crazy. I'm like, dang. So it's like, dang, you got another one in the building?
Yeah, you know.
Now, talk about that, because that was a big, you know, so many people I know, it's always, I want to be involved in Double XL someday.
How did you pull that off? Well, I know the owner of Titanium Magazine, Van Silk. You know, I got to give him big ups. And I'm really good friends with Sasha. Most people know her as Sexy Sasha. And she hooked me up with Van. And then Van hooked me up with JD, who is the manager of the 1208 models. And he was the one that actually got me featured in XXL. So I'm in that, I'm in Titanium Magazine, I'm in Sweet Magazine, I'm on Cutie Central, I'm on a lot of stuff. So it's like, if you Google me, you'll see.
Yeah, Google. Some people be hating me and say, Google me, but that's easy. I'm getting tired of too many links to say. I'm like, man, I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, it's a lot of links. So if I was like, where can I find you? I'm like, just Google me. You'll see.
Yeah, that's a simple solution. Then you make them, because then they really care. When they Google you, they're actually going to do their research and see all the stuff for themselves.
Exactly. Then you'll see. You'll definitely know.
So, like you say, you're looking at E-Magazine, of course. You work with all these different people, like, What would you say is probably like the hardest part of your career so far? Like, what would you say has been definitely a challenge?
The challenge was basically when I first got started, I was doing fashion, and that was the hardest because of my height. So it really was, I guess you can say, a struggle for me to get into that type of industry, because I've heard it all the time. Like, I've been in casting calls in New York. I did runway for Philadelphia Fashion Week, and it was really hard for me to get out there because they wanted me to wear, like, 5 to 6 inch heels for me to fit in as the 5, 8, 6 feet category as all the other models. And even though it was my height, even if I wanted to do commercial, everyone would tell me, you have a pretty look, but it's your height. So I had to find a field in the fashion industry that will fit me, and I guess that would be eye candy. And I actually fell in love with it ever since I got started. So that would be the struggle, would be the fashion. That was something that was my baby. You know, fashion was my baby, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to actually be on the runway, and I couldn't because of my height. So that was more of a struggle to me than anything. So I just had to drop my baby and actually pick up another one.
Now, one thing that definitely, I know me on the show, I sometimes some pretty tough, and I know I'm going to keep it 10,000 now. Sometimes there's some models, there's some people who, you know, they look at eye candy versus fashion, you know, they look down upon it. Like, you know, some people put, like, fashion on the higher pedestal than eye candy sometimes. How do you personally, because you've done both, how do you personally feel about that? Like, people, like, saying, well, eye candy models aren't really models. Crazy stuff like that.
Well, I've actually had someone hit me up and was downing me because of that's what I was doing. And I just laughed at him because I'm like, what you fail to realize is that fashion is the same thing as eye candy. Sex sells. It doesn't matter what type of field it is. They're going to want you to wear a certain – they want you to wear a bikini and walk down the runway. But we're wearing a bikini and we're taking pictures. What's the difference? Like, there is no difference. It's actually the same – it's in the same category as it's in fashion. So if you look at – because I'm doing eye candy and I'm in a thong, but if you look at Naomi Campbell or you look at Tyra Banks or any of those type of supermodels and they're wearing thongs walking down the runway on Victoria's Secret – what's the difference? That's what I ask. And if no one can give me a reasonable answer, then there is no difference. It's all the same. So I look at it just as that. You know, some people might see it differently, but I see it as the same. With me working in the same field, it's basically the same. And it's just that with me working in fashion, I transitioned very easily into eye candy because of, you know, I was able to I've been posing and stuff like that for fashion, so when I moved over to eye candy, I was able to do it much easier than most of the people that would have already done it. So it's no difference, really. It's all the same, really, to me.
Right. I mean, for a person who feels this way, if that's the case, if he wanted to make that comment, then that's even a playing field in fashion, like runway, like the whole, like you said, the whole height thing. That, I mean, this sounds like it to where pretty much most people that's on runways, these really skinny minis, and they extra tall. Like,
exactly.
Every woman is not built that way.
Exactly.
And even the people that Ceddy J personally talked to, they walk around built that way. So
exactly.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, let's have more representation of thicker chicks. Like, you see Takara, you see how hard it was for her on America's Next Top Model. You see kind of stuff like that. It was...
Right.
Really, they were going more for the slimmer chicks that were tall.
Right. That's what it was more for, you know. When I was going to be cast for America's Next Top Model, but they also told me, you know, you're small, you know. So it didn't work out. But, you know, like I said, everybody is set for a different field. If you want to go into fashion, you have to know exactly which field that you want to go into. If you want to go into the fashion field, you have to be literally 5'8" to 6 feet tall. They're not going to look at anything more than that. So I looked at something else, and I actually fell in love with it. So it was eye candy.
You do a very great. Like you said, it's like the thing is your poses. It doesn't, because and they what sets the person apart is the poses. You know,
right.
you have very great poses and stuff. Like, it's not just, I'm just a sexy, because that's the thing. Doesn't matter if it's fashion or if it's eye candy. A horrible pose is a horrible pose.
Right.
Because I see some people and they look so scared of the camera, like, oh my God, I got a camera in front of me. Like, God dang, get some freaking light. Like, you just. It's driving me nuts. Like, I'm like, are you, like, stop. The camera, remember, if you're going to be a model, the camera is your best friend.
Right.
It's your best friend. I just don't understand it.
Yeah. If your camera's shy, then it's something that you don't need to get into. You might need to look at another job field or whatever, you know, but. Like I said, I've been doing this since I was like 6 or 7, and I've always loved the camera. So the camera's always been my friend. So, you know, with me, like I said, transitioning over to fashion, from fashion over to eye candy, I was able to move those poses into the eye candy poses. I'm trying to try something different, you know. Instead of doing all the back shots and all those other things, I want to turn it into fashion, you know, so people will look at it as not sexy or sex, they'll look at it as beauty.
Exactly. Arts.
Art.
Yes. Now I'm gonna be a very tough question for you. Who would you say, and everyone, all y'all moms obviously dodged me on the question, but I'm gonna always get y'all. Who would you say is probably the best photographers you've worked with so far?
I would say the best photographer that I worked with, oh, my gosh, that's so tough.
Yeah, it's always tough, yeah. That's the fun part about it.
I would say it would probably be it would be my best photographer would be Nate. It would be Nate from Imagine Studios. I love him to death. He did an excellent job with my poses. I guess you saw one of them, the black and white one that's
yes.
on my profile. I love that
eyes.
One. Yes, I love that one to death. He does magnificent work with those pictures that I work with him. I love working with him.
Yes, Nick Foto, and that was done this year.
Yeah, it was actually done last month. It's going to be in the black and white issue of Titanium's Mag's new magazine coming out called Don't Get Me Wrong, Sex and Something. I forgot, but it's in one of those black and white issues. You'll see the link on my website on my Facebook page. And I will be the first page of that magazine.
Now I'll tell you what's my like is yeah, the one where you're in the waterfall, wasn't it?
Oh yeah.
that was done last summer.
That was done last summer. That one's also in the Titania magazine too. I have like spreads. I have like a 4 or 5 spread in there with all of my waterfall shots.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. And there's one more. This is another one of my favorite ones. It's the one where, because I'm looking at it, not as blue, and try to describe it perfectly. Like, you have one of your feet, it's like your left foot is like cocked onto the wall. And like you hold on to like a bookshelf or something like that?
Yes, that one is going to be in the Craig magazine, and that's also one of my favorite photographers. His name is Ray. He also has that's a picture that was done for the Craig shoot, and he's an excellent photographer also. But that picture is not going to be in there, but there are going to be a lot other pictures that haven't been seen in the Craig magazine coming out next month. I can't wait. I haven't even seen the pictures myself, but he said it's hot. So I can't wait for that magazine to come out. But that's one of my other favorite pictures that he's done.
Your eyes. Like, I would tell people, like you said, of course, do I look at other great pictures of women? Yes, I do. And I look at the pictures, of course. I'm not going to act fake at what I do. But like, I tell people, it's an eye. When chicks have very nice eyes and they make sure that they draw attention to them in the picture, that, like, adds much more value to them and how much more, like, man, you're really more drawn in because, like, y'all seeping us into y'all world, like, come into my world. Like, just crazy. Like, you're like, oh, my God.
I want it to be more as, you know, if you look at me, I don't want you to just look at my body, you know, just look at my face and my features and everything. You know, I just don't, like I said, I want to bring the art to eye candy. I don't want to just bring sex. I don't want people to be like, wow, she got a fat butt, or, you know, wow, look at her body. I want them to actually be like, wow, you know, look at her eyes, or look how she's posing, or, you know, things like that. I just don't want to just bring just my body. I want to bring all of what I can to the eye candy. And that's what I'm trying to do, and I think I'm doing it pretty well.
Yes, doing it very well.
Thank you.
Yes. Because I'm there, I was like, oh, my God. People tell you all the time, all the niche, I'm like, the eyes are standing, the person has eyes, and they really draw to their eyes. That draws me into the pictures that much more.
Oh,
it just
thank
does.
You. I try.
Now, tell everybody exactly how tall you are.
I'm 5'5".
5'5", okay. Oh, 5'5". Out of the songs, I was like, I'm going good as well, so they always bring that high notes. All right, so as far as, like you said, you got a couple magazine features coming out. What are the big things you got coming up for? I'm unlimited for like next couple of months or so.
Right now, I'm not really sure. It's been a lot of surprises to me. Most people will just hit me up and, you know, tell me, hey, this is coming up, or, you know. I do have a Sleuth magazine coming out next month. That's one that's going to be new, along with the Craig magazine. But like I said, I'll get emails or something, you know, or someone will hit me on my phone, one of my managers, or, you know, things like that. Or a photographer even hit me and say, you know, I have a photo shoot coming up, you know, we want you in the new magazine. Or, you know, I've been featured in two local music videos. So, you know, music videos come up and everything like that come up. So it's kind of harder to say what's going to come up next, because everything's been a surprise to me, and I'm loving it. It's really a blessing.
Well, definitely. So, if you had to pick, who's like some people you like, as far as like, if you had to pick like models that are like rare at the top of their game right now, high up in the food chain, who would you say you probably want to work with the most?
I think I would say, I would probably want to work with, if in this field, I would probably say Melissa Ford. I would definitely love to work with her. Seeing her in a lot of music videos and movies also, I would love to for her to help me. You know, I would ask her to tutor me. I would really ask her to tutor me, because she's beautiful.
Well,
she's also from.
I need y'all. That. I need y'all. Thank you.
She's also from, you know, D.C., so, you know, a native actually helping out another native would be excellent, you know. So I kudos her a lot. I really do. So I really would ask her to, you know, to tutor me. And I love to be inspired by her and everything. So she's great. She would be one of the models on her top game that I would love to be up there with.
Now, I got to say, it's part of DMV. The DMV, man, that is what all the that's what most of the love as far as music and modeling and everything, as far as everything I have going on, is most of the love comes from over there. It's like
right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Like every time, like, there's another person from D.C. Oh, it's another person. Every time I turn my head, somebody from that area is getting aboard, you know, joining the movement. So that's why I big DMV up so hard because of it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're trying to get on the map. You know, we're trying.
y'all doing a very great job of it, too.
No, thank
y'all
you.
Show love. The humble, y'all, it's a lot of humble people over there. That's the key problem, I mean, key point. You got to be humble about it. And that's what a lot of people think. Hey, once I'm starting to get big, I can just start, you know, walking around the gun better than everybody. Like, no, it's not. But because then those people, they get forgotten about, and then they feel like the world.
Yeah.
You know, it's a gift with the arm bound. Well, it's because you earned it that way to be treated that way.
Yeah. Wale has been down here a couple of times, you know, showing us a lot of love. And we love him back, you know, because he's put Go-Go on the map. And he's definitely been showing us a lot of love. So, we kudos him a lot. So, and there's a lot of other people like Raheem Devon. He's also been around a lot. And others that's been here, you know, that's from the DMV area that's been showing us love, you know. So we're just trying to, you know, the ones that's in the DMV area, definitely trying to get out there, you know. You just got to find the right people and get your, you have dreams and make them come true.
I got to get, as far as photographers, I got DMV, I got to go ahead, I got to pick up a boy, Three the Hard Way Media. That man, I mean, every time another chick comes up, she's like, I'm looking, and I say, God, this dude worked for her. He worked for her. Like, man, he's like one of the most sought-after people over in the DMV.
Yes, he is. He works with a lot, and I've definitely been trying to hit him up. I would love to work with him. He's one of my next photographers I would love to work with.
You heard it, bro. You heard it. Hey, just make sure you know you heard it. You'll be all your Twitter later on. Like, hey.
Right. Hit me up on Twitter.
Let me talk to you. Come on. Show
let me holler at you real quick.
Yeah, let me holler at you. All right, well, let's see what we got in news. We got news right now. far as, okay, in the news, by the way, when it's from internationalhiphop.com, your source for the hottest news, hip-hop news around the world. All right, as far as one of the hot stories right now, Nas actually put out his new video for his single Daughters, which is off his highly anticipated upcoming album, Life is Good, which is set to drop on July 17th. So I definitely have to say big ups to him dropping that video, but that song is very deep. And, you know, it's always great to see people who got messages in their music. Now, I'm a person, I like to get crunky. Don't get me wrong. I like to get crunky. I like to hear all that kind of music because that's why my legs sore now for doing too much last night. But other than that, you know, I like to be leveled up. I like to hear some, you know, some thought-provoking lyrics that just level me out. So definitely a big up Nas for that.
Mm-hmm.
And E-40 got a new track out with Snoop Dogg, Daz Dillinger, Corrupt, and Cocaine called What You Spoken. Yeah, check that out. So that's pretty much. I got to tell you today was no negative news. I have really had to see today. So big up to that. One more thing. ASAP Rocky has revealed the ASAP Mob and Long Live ASAP album features that's supposed to be coming out. So a lot of big things coming from that. And it's going to have people like Raekwon, Jim Jones, and Flatbush Zombies, and a whole lot more people in on actually ASAP Rocky's feature album. His debut album is going to have Kendrick Lamar, which pretty much most of the artists that Kendrick here has him on their top five. So, man, yeah, Kendrick Lamar is doing it up. All right, so that is your news from internationalhiphop.com. Your source for hip-hop news around the world. All right, so as far as for you from Memorial Day, what's y'all over there eating? Because I done had all kind of stuff. I done had macaroni and cheese. I done had I've had some steak, some chicken, some green beans, some watermelon. Oh, you're getting it in over here. Well, what y'all end up throwing down over there for y'all barbecue and stuff?
Down here?
Yeah.
I didn't really go to a barbecue, so what my mom did, she said that they had crab, shrimp, ribs, greens. There was hot dogs, hamburgers. You know how it is in the South. There's everything. Chitlins. It's everything. Pig feet.
I can't do
everything.
I'm always that weird black person. I cannot do chitlins. I just can't get past that smell.
I cannot get over the smell. Like, I don't care how many times you say put hot sauce or vinegar on. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I don't care how southern I am. I cannot get down with the chitlins.
It's like spraying, cologne on musty bodies.
It's not going to work. Now, I can do the barbecue. I can do the barbecue. I love me some barbecue, but no. I'll leave
chitlins.
Me
give it
Yeah, I'll leave the chitlins with them.
Man. Oh, I got to give a shout out. Actually, I think he had you feature on his app. I was set on board Chris Knight of Flying Magazine. Big ups to him. That's one of our biggest supporters.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, he's out there. He's out there saying, listening to my jokes. All his comments. Talking about me going here. You know, y'all
he
know
liked
me.
My
I'm
comment on Facebook.
Oh, yes. Chris, man, what I like about it, see, that's what I was talking to everybody. Don't be afraid to branch out with these people that's from around the world, because you never know. Like, they could be, just because they're not in your backyard doesn't mean that they can be your biggest supporters. And this dude out in the UK, and he's like, the moment he started rock with us, he's been like rocking with us forever since then. He's been like, man, yeah, we got to keep doing it. So Yes. I saw his comments. Man. Yeah, he's definitely
He hit me up and he's just like, I put up there I was going to be on the air and he just linked it up and everybody just been hitting it saying he liked it and, you know, commenting on it. And I was like, okay, you know, have my supporters. Love you, Chris.
Yeah, definitely. That's the thing. Like, a lot of people think that everyone's an asshole or whatnot in this industry. It's not. You don't have to walk around and be like that. It's like, you can be successful and not be an asshole. Like, that's some
right.
of the real stuff.
Yes, you can. And they all should try it someday.
Yes. Oh, he said that he loves you too.
Oh.
All right, so let's see. We have what we call Tadev, Snowy it, Left Ever. Let's see. I had something very tough I had in my head. And I can't remember it. I hate my brain does it. Too much barbecue. Oh, yes. Come on, click that command. Okay, hold on. I don't know. We're going to play a quick song, very, very quick song. Why I think of it, because we got a little time. Let's see. Who do I want to rock with? Who am I feeling today? Let's go ahead. This is a song right here by Young Chris is in the Sky right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, my special guest, Nikki B.
CB's in the trap.
Can I have your attention, please? I want to introduce me. Young Clip Patton.
I'm rocking, I'm rocking, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm fly, I stay high, and you know it.
You can catch me in the sky,
you can catch me in the sky,
you can catch me in the sky.
Deep fly like you.
I'm rocking,
I'm rocking,
I'm rolling,
I'm rolling,
I'm fly,
I stay high, and you know it.
You can catch me in the sky,
you can catch me in the sky,
you can catch me in the sky.
Deep fly like you.
Took a minute, world, but your partner made it in. Got shows around the globe, and now them dollars kicking in. Give a damn about what you talking, who cares about what you spend? 20 grand over here ain't nothing, my people, we get it in. Shout out to Brother Caesar, then shout my partner Hub. Shout out to Jazz, Beef, and Skills, cause they show me love. Never thought I'd be in this position, but they put me on. Now I'm on stage and see 20,000 singing my song. My life is tremendous. God is my witness. Life I'm living it. Money I'm getting it. You keep on spending it, but I'm gonna keep on flipping it. At least until I find some vitamin water like 50 did. I'll be on my grind 24/7 like a skater kid. I beat the track like a baseball bat. Let the trunk bang, nigga, bring the bass on back. I'm rocking,
I'm rocking,
I'm rolling,
I'm rolling,
I'm fly, I stay high, and you know it.
Catch me in the sky.
You can catch me in the sky.
Deep fly like you.
I'm rocking.
I'm rocking.
I'm rolling.
I'm rolling.
I'm fly.
I stay high, and you know it.
You can catch me in the sky.
You can catch me in the sky.
You can catch me in the sky.
Deep fly like you.
Verse number two, I'ma still do me. Still polo for the summer, but a little Gucci. If it ain't a blue rag, then it's made by Louis. And that boulder on my thighs made my pockets gooey. Who said Clip ain't getting dough? No raps in the trap gon' get me mo. I take that trip, grab half a brick, bring it up, then watch it go. Maybe I be fooling, it's like I'm back in school. And the way these niggas staring, I must be starring a movie. You know I'm cooling, all this ice in my jewelry. And I don't mean to sing, but this beat right here got me grooving. You know the swag on the trail. I'm trying to build a crib and sit my ass on a hill. Somewhere that I can chill and tell them haters how I feel. Great. They know I'm getting cake, so what's the deal? Nigga, I beat the track like a baseball bat. Now let the trunk bang, bring the bass on back. I'm rocking,
I'm rocking,
I'm rolling,
I'm rolling,
I'm fly, I stay high, and you know it.
You can catch me in the sky,
you can catch me in the sky,
you can catch me in the sky.
Deep fly like you.
I'm rocking,
I'm rocking,
I'm rolling,
I'm rolling,
I'm fly,
I
G5 like boo. Feeling good, looking fly. You see me, look up in the sky. I'm G5ing, I'm G5ing, I'm G5ing, I'm so high. Feeling good, looking fly. You see me, look up in the sky. I'm G5ing, I'm G5ing, I'm G5ing, I'm so high.
I'm rocking, I'm rocking,
I'm rolling,
I'm rolling,
I'm fly, I stay high, and you know it.
You can catch me in the sky,
you can catch me in the sky,
you can catch me in the sky.
G5 like you.
I'm rocking,
I'm rocking,
I'm rolling,
I'm rolling,
I'm fly, I stay high, and you know it.
You can catch me in the sky,
you can catch me in the sky.
It's your girl, Miss Christy.
What's up, everybody? This is G-Man.
It's Shy Baby.
And whenever I'm not listening to the Bon Vivant mixtape,
I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Blog Talk Radio in the Dusk Spot.
All right, we're back. We're back in the building. Got a couple years left. Got my girl, Nikki Beasley, in the building with me.
What's up, what's up?
All right. So as we're coming to a close, I just want to, once again, just thank you for coming to the show. It's definitely great to have your beautiful spirit in the building.
Thank you so much. I want to give a shout-out real quick before I leave.
Definitely.
I want to give a shout-out to my baby, Mike, for being my 100th supporter, for everything that he's done for me. Also to my sister, Nia. Thanks, babe. I know she's listening. So, and also to all my family. I don't call them my fans. I call them my family. They've always been there for me. So I want to give a shout-out to all my family. So thanks for that.
Definitely. Now, just to let everyone know, as far as to keep up with you, what's like your Twitter, all that good stuff?
My Twitter page is at Nikki B. It's NYCKYIB. And you can also hit me up on Facebook. It's Nikki B fan page, NIKKIBEE fan page. And also coming soon, so I can like put it in your phone or whatever. The end of this month, I will have my official website, nikki-b.com. That will also be up. So keep that together.
Definitely. Can't wait. All right. So I know if y'all miss any of y'all that's listening to the show, you miss any parts of the show, you can always, or you want to just listen back to it. You can always listen to it millions of different ways. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. You can also go to iTunes, type in Life at the Dusk Live, look for the episode that says Hot After Dusk, Nikki B. And you can actually listen to that for free. So there you go. And then we're like, if you Google Life at the Dusk, you can find all the various other places that we're syndicated with. So definitely check it out. All right. So as we get ready to come to a close, just wanted to thank you all for listening to the show as always. Make sure you check us out on the Dusk Spot. That's DUSKSPOT.com. So we bring light to upcoming models and music stars. So check it out. A lot of people on the court, including my girl Nikki B. And we are going mobile. We are working harder and harder every day, making the mobile site better and better. So I'm very glad to make that project happen, because, man, that mobile site stuff is driving nuts, and I'm so glad to, you know, getting out the floor. So definitely, definitely glad. That being said, a reminder, in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, no matter what day, or what does a Nikki B, or what does a you, there is a way. Y'all tune to that episode of Life of the Dust Live. Make sure y'all check out tomorrow on Life of the Dust. We're on TP3 Radio. Check out the show for tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, we'll be doing the show live from my event, World Star Wednesdays, over in that beautiful downtown Dallas, and we'll be doing with the great Miss Computer Lady. She'll be on the show on Wednesday, so y'all got to check it out. We got a lot of great things going on. Rolling on out. In the world of Chris Brown, deuces.
Deuces.